Today's scripture passage is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" Jesus asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the religious leaders handed him over to the other leaders to be condemned to death and crucified. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women in our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." And then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself and all the scriptures. As they came near to the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. And they were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed. He's appeared to Simon." And then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. These are our sacred stories.
Thank you.
weary travelers with heavy hearts. So much devastation, so much grief. A stranger joins them and, seeing their sadness, asks what they're discussing. They're discussing, of course, what everyone is discussing. What's on every news station. What's plastered all over Facebook and hashtagged and retweeted and trending. What are we discussing? Are you the only one who doesn't know what's happened? Haven't you seen the news? And so they told. They told the stories and they shared what they knew with one another, the stranger and the travelers. And then when they would normally have parted, the travelers pressed the stranger, "Stay with us. Stay with us." They share a meal and the stranger is Christ. We know this story. We've seen it and lived it and shared it. Stay with us. We've heard it and said it. I have a room. Stay with us. We've shared meals and food and given diapers and clothes and blankets. We've needed help and given help. We've told stories and listened. We've spoken and we've heard about the water rising, about the escapes, about the rain and the rain and the rain, about cleaning out homes, picking up our water-saturated lives, the drenched belongings of friends and family. Our streets are lined with the belongings of our homes, couches and beds and dressers. Life, normal daily life of backpacks and relaxing after work, all on the curb, no longer a reality. And those are the streets that have returned to streets. Many remain underwater. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. That same day is Easter Day. These disciples have experienced Jesus' arrest, trial, and execution. They have not yet experienced Easter. They're overwhelmed in their grief, so absorbed in what has happened to them that they cannot imagine that this stranger doesn't know about the events of the past few days. Their world has collapsed. Hasn't everybody's? They tell the stranger their story, and then they hear him tell it back to them, this time through the familiar cadences of their scripture. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer? Beginning with Moses and all the prophets. And they begin to hear something in their own scriptures. It's not clear what they hear. It is very clear what they do. They offer hospitality. Stay with us, they say. Join us, rest, eat, and then journey on your way. Their defeat and discouragement are put aside for the moment at least, and they offer a meal and a place to stay. Even in their state of despair, their confusion, they offer hospitality. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road?" Easter comes not as an answer, but as a kind of invitation. Easter comes to our hunger, to the hunger of the heart and the stomach. At an inn at Emmaus, bread is broken and Easter dawns. At the George R. Brown and NRG Stadium, in small shelters and in neighbors gathered in homes, bread is broken and resurrection begins. The Emmaus travelers find Christ in the face of a stranger, and isn't that the way resurrection happens? We look in the face of a stranger, a neighbor, a guest, our own faces, and we see the divine. Seeing the divine does not take away the grief, does not remove the pain, and it certainly doesn't end the work. Our work is only just beginning. We are all affected by Harvey. The experiences of these days will be part of who we are. The sharing and the kindness of strangers and the devastation and the grief and the trauma. John Dominic Crossan writes, "The Emmaus Road story is a parable about loving, that is, feeding the stranger as yourself and finding Jesus fully present in the encounter. Emmaus never happened," he continues. "Emmaus never happened. Emmaus always happens. Stay with us. Emmaus always happens. It happens when Mattress Mac opens his doors and the Christ comes in and finally gets to rest. It happens when those who can care for those in need. It happens when the lines to volunteer are longer than the lines at the grocery store. It happens when we find what we can do and we do it. Emmaus always happens when we let it. When we see the stranger as Christ and allow ourselves to be seen in the same way. While Harvey was raining destruction, several evangelical ministers and leaders gathered in Nashville, Tennessee, to pen what they called the Nashville Statement. Perhaps amid mucking houses and feeding neighbors, you saw something about it. Several responses have been made, almost all of them in support of the full inclusion of LGBTQAI persons in the church. It is my hope that their very public statement of condemnation, which has resulted, in several very public statements of affirmation, will mean that even more people are aware that there are Christians who affirm each person as loved by God exactly as they are. That many, so many Christian ministers affirm full inclusion of LGBT people. We are all welcome. We are all welcome. We are all loved. We are part of each other. It's startling to me that in our current milieu, Christians gathered to condemn not racism and white supremacy, not climate change deniers, not sexual assault, not war. While mosques and synagogues and churches opened doors to flood victims, a small collection of Christians tried to close doors. They failed. Their words of hate and exclusion have led to words of inclusion and love, words of God's non-binary creativity, words of welcome. Our hearts and our doors and our homes and our pocketbooks and our hands are open, and we are not alone. Stay with us. Resurrection happens when we welcome, when we help, when Easter's invitation finagles a foothold in the inbreaking welcome, assistance, acceptance. The ordinary is infused with the holy. Every gesture of hospitality is an expression of the sacred. As we break bread this day, Christ is in our midst, among us and each face gathered, and each story of help needed and given, and each word of love. Fran and I will be at the communion table. We invite you to come forward and take bread and dip it in water. And then once you have eaten, please take the bread and the water and turn to serve the person next in line. And this way we will each take and each serve. We are all ministers. We are all images of the divine. All are welcome to this table. Come and stay with us. Come and share this meal. Come as you are and eat and drink.